Our text is the epistle just read. This is not an easy passage of Scripture to understand properly. Even Luther admits this in his sermon for the Sunday after St. Luke's Day. I quote Luther, "This is a strange manner of speaking for those who are ignorant of spiritual matters. Here Paul depicts a war and a battle in which we should be daily engaged, or for which we should certainly be prepared. Paul applies it to a spiritual war in which not only men, but also women, maiden, and boys are involved. In Christendom, we should all be armed in this way, because this is a battle in which we are fighting against Satan. He is after our eternal salvation and desires to throw us down from heaven. And he comes against us not with force, but with cunning, that is, with lies. Chiefly, he does nothing but fight against us with lies." Luther Works, Volume 58. What sort of lies does Satan have in his arsenal? Little lies, white lies, big lies, big fat lies, institutionalized lies, deceit, half-truths, misinformation, misleading statements, wrong information, fallacious arguments, etc., etc. His lies affect, infect, and permeate every aspect of human life, including morality, marriages, families, education, work, politics, international affairs, philosophy, and religion, especially religion. What sort of defense do we Christians have against Satan's weapons? Paul lists them in this passage, verses 14 to 17. I repeat them. The belt of truth, the breastplate of Christ's righteousness, the sandals of the gospel, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Where do Christians obtain these implements of their spiritual defense? From the church, of course, which is a sort of armory. Pastors, teachers, deaconesses, evangelists, missionaries, we are all armorers whose duty is to equip the saints, not for the work of ministry, but to equip the saints for their spiritual battles that they will face in their lives. We work with the implements. We learn how to use the implements of truth, Christ's righteousness, the gospel, faith, salvation, and the Word of God. You students are here so that you can teach others how to use those arms for their own defense. And of course, you need to learn how to use them yourselves for the difficult days you will face someday. You should carefully observe what sort of battle you and other Christians face. It is not an offensive battle. It is a defensive battle. Listen to verse 11. Put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Verse 13. Put on the full armor of God so that when the day of the evil one comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Verse 14. Stand firm then. It's defensive. Don't think that you can go into any battle, even a defensive one, without getting roughed up a bit. Blood, sweat, and tears are the common lot of the soldier. But with the full armor of God, you can face the fire against all odds and still stand your ground. Many faithful Christians and Lutherans have done so before you, and many still do today. May our Lord grant you his strength and his spirit for that day, so that you too may stand. In Jesus' name, amen.